John Philip McQuiston did grow up on a farm in Fraser, Pennsylvania, near a school and a golf course.
I was 7 years old when we moved to the farm.
And it is on the east side of the golf course. And a farm, the 30-acre farm, was on the other side of the golf course. My world was kind of small. You know, it was like 50 acres or something.
His parents, Henry and Dorothy McQuiston, never had trouble getting him to smile. John was born December 2nd, 1939. 2 years and 5 days before.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
He was the youngest of three sons. Henry Jr. on the left was the oldest, then Albert in the middle, and John. Other than studio portraits, John was rarely photographed through an early childhood spent in the shadow of World War II. But he became active enough later to appear throughout the East Whiteland School yearbook.
I played a trumpet, did you know that?
He played on the basketball team, served on the yearbook staff, and yes, he was the same age as the boys towering over him in the picture.
Now, both of these boys were tall. Larkin and Sensen, they both ended up being six-footers, but that'd give you an idea how small I was.
I didn't grow till I was a junior in high school.
In the meantime, he took advantage of living next door to Chester Valley Golf Club and developed a passion for golf that lasted his lifetime, even earning the notice of the Philadelphia Inquirer when he was 9 years old. But much of his practice on the course, he hoped no one noticed.
From the farm, we could play 17, 11, and 16 back to the house, you know, like if nobody caught us.